The judges who hear immigration cases are not part of the federal judiciary. They're in the executive branch of government, in a wing of the Justice Department. And now the immigration judges, acting through their union, are asking to be moved out of the Justice Department, citing concerns that core legal values have been compromised in their courts. This has come to light in the Los Angeles Times, where reporter Lisa Getter writes about it today. Ms. Getter, how many immigration judges are there, and what's their problem?
There are 220 immigration judges throughout America. The judges are concerned that they no longer have the independence that's necessary to handle cases fairly and impartially.
To what extent is that a post-September 11th concern, and to what extent was it a concern of the same immigration judges before then?
From what my reporting showed, September 11th was the catalyst that really brought this out. Some judges have been concerned for a long time, but since September 11th, the situation has changed. Attorney General Ashcroft has issued a number of executive orders that have limited their discretion. One of them basically set aside any bond order they may have issued for a September 11th detainee, which essentially rendered their decisions moot.
Now, as I understand it, these immigration judges, while they are judges, are regarded as extensions of the authority of the Attorney General.
That is true. They're not federal judges. They're all lawyers. They've been given the title of judge, but they're not the judiciary like you or I would think of that.
Well, are they asking to be placed in the judiciary branch, which is separate and equal to the executive, or just somewhere else in the executive branch?
They don't want to be part of the judiciary branch. So I think if it was staying in justice or becoming part of the judiciary, they would probably choose becoming part of the judiciary. But what they're asking for now is to become part of the executive branch in a separate agency outside the control of the Attorney General.
Well, you mentioned the order from the Attorney General that overrode their issuing bond to people who come before their immigration courts. What else? What are some other examples of constraints on them that they're complaining about?
Well, I think you have to understand how immigration court works. Immigrants, most of them who don't have lawyers, appear in an immigration court. An INS attorney acts essentially as a prosecutor. The judge is supposed to be the independent arbiter of what goes on in that court. But both the judge and the INS attorney have the same boss, and that's the Attorney General. And there have been a number of instances through the years in which if the INS does not like what a judge has done, they can turn around and complain to the Attorney General's office, and the judges say that time and again, the Attorney General will side with the INS. Congress, for instance, mandated that judges could have contempt powers in 1996.
By contempt powers, can you explain that?
If in court an attorney did not act the way a judge wanted to, they could cite them with contempt. But INS lawyers did not want the judges to have the power over them. They thought they could have it over the private attorneys who appeared before them, but not the INS attorneys. And they had enough clout to effectively block this law from ever going into effect.
Well, what does the Department of Justice say to this request on the part of the immigration judges to be moved out of justice?
My understanding from Justice is that they will oppose this. They have opposed similar bills. The Attorney General does not want to lose control over the judges, says that, in effect, the judges are acting under his direction to enforce America's immigration laws and does not want to lose any control over them. And you should also know that judges, most of them, come from INS. So the fact that the union that represents the judges is taking a stand like this is really extraordinary and represents sort of an amazing turnabout for a court that's known by many people to rule against immigrants most of the time.
Well, Lisa Getter, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.
Reporter Lisa Getter of the Los Angeles Times.